Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. A tsunami watch has now been lifted following a powerful earthquake in Indonesia today. At least 75 people were killed and hundreds more injured. One Indonesian official warns thousands more may be trapped in collapsed buildings. The 7.6 magnitude quake was centered around West Sumatra. Thousands of miles away, the island of Samoa, American Samoa, and Tonga now look like one large disaster area following Tuesday's earthquake and tsunami. A huge emergency effort underway now to provide food, medicine, and other supplies to the people in the area. At least 111 people have died so far in that tsunami, the number expected to rise. Federal agents and Nashville police are searching for a newborn who was missing from Tennessee. A four-day-year-old Yair Anthony Carrillo, seen here, was ripped from his mother's arms late yesterday. Investigators believe the suspect showed up at the mother's home posing as an immigration agent. Toyota has issued its largest recall ever in the U.S. for a potentially deadly problem with the top-selling Camry and certain Lexus models. Now, the recall involves almost 4 million cars. Toyota says the floor mat on the driver's side can creep up and jam the accelerator pedal down, so the car suddenly speeds up. Millions of H1N1 vaccines are on their way to undisclosed distribution centers, according to at least three of the four vaccine makers. The first vaccine shipped earlier than health officials had expected. They've said that some people will be able to get vaccinated by early next month, followed later by a large-scale vaccination program. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。